image and not the art. Fashion before passion. About the image and not the art. Fashion before passion.
You have now listened to Nothing to Prove by H2O.
What's up, what's up? This is Michael Rapaport shouting out H2O, the OG, straight edge, triple X, straight edge with the black markers, PMA for life, hardcore, punk rock. Critters, vegan, no dairy eating, no milk, no refined sugar, hardcore bands, making a comeback, crushing all emo bands, anybody who got straight hair and eyeliner on, smacking down, smack down, anybody who's, crossing picket lines.
Yeah, buddy.
H2O in 2008, man. I think it's time, man. I think it's time to fucking remind people.
All right, here we go. Five things about H2O that you may not know. Toby Morse has the largest collection of unopened Nike sneakers on the west coast of the United States. 2, Rusty Pistachio was shot dead as a child. He died, he saw the white light, and he came back. 3, Todd Morse once told me a story that started as follows. I have to tell you about the time I partied with Rod Stewart at Elton John's house. That's fucking rock and roll right there. I, Adam Blake, was once in an AC/DC video. I'm in the Thunderstruck video. That's metal as fuck. And finally, Todd Fan can do a perfect impression of every single character from The Simpsons. He's a one-man Springfield.
Turn my mic up. Turn my mic up.
I always got shit to say. You know that. What I got to say about H2O is I've known these guys for I don't know how many years now, and they're still the same. They're still cool dudes. They never got an attitude. They played huge shows, and, you know, they talk about unity and family, but they live it.
New York hardcore is the best.
Positive and nice. Positive and nice. No, positive and nice. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, don't record me. I didn't sign anything.
Hey, it's Mitt. Congratulations on the new record. I love all you guys. You guys are family. H2O, go.
All white boys.
The hardcore family is more than just hardcore. It's about some real, like, yo, you don't let people step to your people. And, you know, that's the brotherhood of the whole situation. It's not just because, oh, I play this style of music. It's much deeper than that.
I take pictures because all these bands for nothing, man. I can't use that. Hold on.
Is this some really weird shit going on?
If you flat iron your hair, you're suspect. You're questionable.
My dad has so many tattoos!
I mean, I'll be playing music till the day I die, man. And hopefully, you know, I always, you know, I'm into the whole, you know, spiritual aspect of music, and that's what it's done for me.
Fucking love the music and live it.
Well, if you just leave us alone for 7 more years, we'll make you another record.
What I have for breakfast, Wheaties, kid. The Chronic.
I love these guys, man. They've always been themselves. Who am I? I just met them. I was just a kid. Became friends with these guys. It's been like 10 years, and they're real deal. You know, everybody makes music, formulaic bullshit. Just does it fit a certain way, sound a certain way, look a certain way. And these guys have music that no matter what you're into, what you listen to, it's real stuff. And you be in your darkest days, your darkest hours, and you turn on a song, you know, One Life, One Chance, or Sacred Heart, or something, it sits with you, and it whips you out of that dark place, and it's timeless.
Yeah, we played Bagel Stores in 95. What did you do?
I fucks with punk rock.
This is Dan Diablo. This goes out to Toby Morse's hairline. Hair today, gone tomorrow.
The singer's dreamy.
It's nice to see a band in hardcore keeping it positive, still being about the kids, doing music, passion over fashion, doing things because they feel it, because they believe it. It runs in their heart. They don't just sing about it. They live it.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
Tattoos are for jocks.
I run on kids' heads when you guys do that suicidal cover.
Hey, kids.
Hey, I'm going to hit that PMA straight edge, triple X, 3-line.
But this form of music is revolutionary. It's about family. It's about staying together. It's about fighting the system. And that's what's going to bring the people together.